Digital Detox.
So, the Life Matters Digital Detox Challenge number 2, Michael McKenzie, you set for us this week. It was to do away with all forms of social media on your smartphone for 24 hours. How's everyone going?
Well, Kylie writes, I lasted about 12 hours. I broke when I had to promote an event on Facebook, which resulted in me looking at my notifications. See, that's where things go awry. It doesn't help that social media, writes Kylie, is part of my job. On a positive note, she says, I reduced my phone app use by about 60% today, according to my monitoring app, which we also laid out in challenge number 1, by staying off the socials for most of the day. She says, I still use my phone to check email and to look at websites, though, and it was so hard not to check social media. I automatically go to press my Facebook app without even thinking. And Jenny sent us this from Tasmania.
Despite being relatively addicted to Facebook, I have suffered no ill effects. It's been surprisingly easy. When I did log off last night, I did have a minor panic. I thought, what if something really interesting or important happens whilst I'm not watching and I miss it? But I don't know if it has. I haven't looked yet, so the world has gone on. As a chronically ill person, I'm housebound, so I haven't had any social contact today, as Facebook often is my social contact. I read a good book. I watched the sky. I watched the blossoms outside. So, yeah, all good. I hope to do less mindless Facebook scrolling in the future.
Wow. Thank you, Jenny. Now, Jade says, I went off social media, for me, Facebook and Instagram, for 24 hours. It wasn't difficult, but during the day I found myself mindlessly going to open one of these apps. I felt that going off social media vastly improved my focus. For example, when I was watching TV, I wasn't also playing on my phone. Also, from a sleep hygiene perspective, I didn't reach for the phone to check one last time. It helped me to listen to my partner rather than check social media and zone out. I'm now committed to limiting the time I spend on social media and putting some boundaries around my interaction with it.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I did the 24-hour no social media on my iPhone. It was a bit different. I kept checking my phone constantly and then realizing I couldn't check Facebook or Instagram. I even had to put a reminder on my phone, so I changed my wallpaper to say, do not check Facebook for 24 hours, which was a bit sad. But I actually felt pretty good. It was a sense of self-control, and that also meant that I had something to look forward to after 24 hours because I hadn't actually done it before then. So, yeah, it was an interesting experience.
That's from Sarah. And we've had emails from Chile as well, Amanda, someone who's taking part in this in a different way from Chile. And some other voice memos come in overnight as well, which I'll share with people on the Best of Life Matters tomorrow. Detox challenge number 3 next week.
Oh, okay. Can you still take on this one, though, number 2?
Yeah, sure.
Great.
Why not?
Okay, yeah. That's good. Hey, I just have to say I loved in Sarah's voice memo there that she changed the wallpaper on her phone to say do not check Facebook for 24 hours.
Will of iron.
Good on you. All right. Thanks, Michael. Talk soon.